Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, I did mention that the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, in partnership with, I think it's Standard Bank, Old Mutual, as well as UBS, they're hosting their 11th annual SA Tomorrow conference that is in New York City. And the one thing they're going to be talking about is a whole host of things around the formation of the Government of National Unity and also the influence it'll have on policy and fiscal management. And we heard a little bit earlier there from Johan in terms of what they're talking about behind the scenes. And we are joined by Kenny Fietler, who is the Deputy CEO at Standard Bank, who's also in New York to give us his perspective in terms of the conversation that are taking place there. Kenny, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to join you on this call.
So this conference has been taking place for quite some time now. I mean, I mentioned it's the 11th, call it annual session, so to speak. What's different this time versus when, you know, we had this conference last year?
I think the thing that stands out is just a positive sentiment that investors are now having towards South Africa. There's a sense that South Africa has turned the corner in many respects. We had an election, and the transition from the outcome of the election was very, very smooth. That does not happen often across the globe, not even in the developed sort of world. So that's a massive positive for South Africa. The stabilization of the electricity supply situation is a second positive. The changes that are continuing with regard to government regulatory reform are also seen as being extremely positive. So in the past, we would be explaining problems. Why do we believe that the electricity situation will be under control? Why do we believe that there will be an improvement in Eskom? We'll have to explain a whole range of institutional capacity issues related to state institutions and government. This time around, the focus is more on the opportunity and the upside, and that is extremely encouraging.
With that said, and I'm glad for you and the delegation that is in New York, this time around you had to do less explaining, but I can imagine also from an investor side, positive sentiment is one thing. What is the hard data that they need to see, the hard actual groundwork for them to actually believe that this is not going to be short-lived positive sentiment? This is something we can actually plow in capital when it comes to the South African economy. What are the tough questions they're asking?
I think that there are different types of investors. I mean, some of the investors are already sort of active in the South African markets. They own shareholding in a number of South African companies. Others have been buying South African bonds, either sovereign bonds or corporate bonds. So they're already active in the South African market. Their appetite, though, was limited by all of these structural issues that I was talking about. So for that bucket of investors, the recent developments are extremely positive because it means they can now start to have a slightly higher appetite as they think about investment and taking opportunity of the capital needs of the sovereign as well as South African sort of corporates. Then there's a second bucket of investors who essentially are thinking about doing something in South Africa. They are not sure. They need to understand the country a little bit better. They compare South Africa to other emerging markets and so on. I think for that category of investors, it will take a bit of time for them to be absolutely convinced and to be able to have the necessary decisions within their own sort of organizations if they have to go through credit approval as well as investment decision approval. But we think that even that category of investors are actually starting to warm up to South Africa. And then there'll be a third bucket that is indifferent. They are exploring. They have no sort of immediate need or immediate intentions of making a call. We have to make sure that we talk to all of these grouping of investors, because at the end of the day, you don't cultivate positive results overnight. It takes time to work on the investors to change their attitude for them to then use that to convince people internally within their own organization. But we are absolutely certain that the seeds have been laid, they are positive seeds, and that they should be able to bear fruit at some point in the future.
I'm glad you brought up the analogy of the different buckets of investors. Have you come across the bucket of investors who have been burnt before when it comes to South Africa? And if so, what is the dialogue between yourself and those investors who are saying, you know what, I've been burnt, I don't know whether this is real or not?
There would have been investors who were burnt, but I think the fortunate part is that it would not have been because of either regulatory or actions of government. It would be because they'd invested in a company that was probably not well run, or in a company that was struggling, or a company that couldn't outcompete within its own sort of industry. Investors are familiar with that. They would accept that. It happens not just in South Africa, but it happens all over the world. They know that there's a risk that when you invest in a company, if that company is not well run or is not competitive, there's a risk that you could lose your money. But what they hope for is that from the number of investee companies that they are targeting, that the successful ones will more than compensate for the bad ones. And South Africa, therefore, is viewed within that sort of light. It would have been different if the losses were as a result of government action. When you do that, then people write off your country completely, because there's no investment that is secured if it is going to be undermined through government action. Fortunately, we're not there, South Africa, and we should defend and protect that.
Kenny, for the listeners who have, you know, who are either hearing about this conference for the first time, or they may not necessarily understand what happens afterwards, how long have you been attending this conference? And perhaps you can bring us in here. When the dialogue is done and the panel discussions are done, etc., what happens few days or few weeks afterwards from your experience?
Well, I've been attending this conference, wow, for a number of years now. I've even lost count, probably for as long as the conference has existed. And in terms of what's next, yesterday was a plenary session where a number of government speakers, the Minister of Energy and Electricity, Minister of Agriculture, Minister of Communication, where the video clip from the President, where the Deputy Minister of Finance. We also had leaders from the South African business community, as well as leaders of state-owned entities, joining different panels to talk about the country, the progress that had been made, and so on. And I think all of those were well received. Today is focused on one-on-one meetings, where individual companies are meeting with specific investors. Those tend to be private conversations, but the themes are more or less similar. What does the current development in South Africa mean for our own individual companies? When can we expect to see an increase in infrastructure spend? How will that be structured? Will there be opportunities? Opportunity for private sector to participate? What is the timing of that investment spend? What implication will it have for our own profitability? So it is more futuristic type questions that are aimed at trying to understand whether, as a financial institution, we'll be able to play a very proactive role and consequently also generate decent returns as we partner the country and help it to develop and deal with its own infrastructure challenges. But you don't get immediate result based on one-on-one meetings and then people increase their investment tomorrow. But what you do, you open channels of communication, and as and when there are development, you can go back to those investors and bring to their attention specific proposals or investment opportunities. Some will follow through and act, but others would say, well, this is out of scope, or I already have overexposure to Africa, come next time, and so on. But that's just in the nature of the beast. But at least the door has been open, and there's reason for us to follow up with investors as and when real projects come onto the market.
Okay, so let me turn this question around for you. How are you answering those futuristic questions when it comes to the opportunities they could present for yourself as Standard Bank?
Well, we're very confident and we're ready to take advantage of those opportunities. We would also be wanting and to crowd in other investors to co-invest or co-fund with us, because we think the demand for capital is substantially higher than that which we can meet on our own balance sheet, or higher than that which can be met by just South African financial institutions. And therefore, we'll be playing an active role, and we will definitely be calling on investors to co-participate and co-invest with us as we take advantage of these opportunities. That's the message that we've been conveying to them. Mm-hmm. And we've also been seeking to understand in what structures, what tenure, in what sectors are the specific exclusion that they have from an investment point of view. And the better we can understand all of those details, the easier it is for us to know which investor to talk to about what opportunities.
Kenny, what I love about you availing yourself for a live interview is that there are lots of Kaya FM listeners who are listening to your responses. And one of them has actually sent a question to us, and he's from Mabetla in Soweto. And he's asking, how will Standard Bank help with the township economy or investment in the township? So perhaps you can help Vusi from Mabetla understand, how are you viewing the township economy? Economy as Standard Bank?
Yeah, well, this will be slightly different to our visit here in the US. So it would be a broader question relating to Standard Bank's attitude. We have a specific focus on small to medium-sized businesses. And we've got a business that is headed by Bill Blackie that looks at providing solutions to that specific segment of the overall client base. And we can, at the right time, connect to Vusi with the right people within Standard Bank so that they can look at what proposal does he have. Is there a business that is running at the moment, or is it a new venture? And they can help him think through the issues and, where appropriate, look at funding opportunities for him.
Kenny, thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. That is Kenny Fihla, who is the Deputy Group Chief Executive at Standard Bank, talking to us live from New York.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.